119. You've read Psalm 119, yes? It's about the Word of God, isn't it? It's about the Word of God. And in verse 105, it says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Now, what do you think that means? What do you think it means? Any idea what do you think that means? Yes.
When we're in the dark places, when we feel spiritually like in dark places, the Word is like a light to guide us.
Right. So, would you say then that the world that we walk in, is it light or is it dark? It's dark. Why is it dark? Why is the world dark? Yes. Because the world is sin. Who is the God of this world? Sorry? The devil. Yes. Now that's the tragedy. That is what has happened to the fall of man. That the world has become dark. It's become sinful. And so the Word of God, we're told, is a lamp to our feet. Now, have any of you ever had a torch in your hand? Have you had a torch? Right. Now, a torch obviously is for night, isn't it? When you put that torch on, it's amazing how far that light will actually penetrate. Have you ever tried it? Have you tried shining it around? It actually goes quite a long way. And of course, as we know, that lamp, that light, is to fundamentally do what? What is it to do?
Guide us.
It is to guide us. And the Word of God, as you hold in your hand, is a guide for your life. Now, have you ever seen a blind person walking along the street? Somebody who's blind. What do they have to guide them? Ever seen? Yes?
A stick.
A stick? Yes. What colour is that stick?
Silver.
What?
Sometimes that's silver.
That's, do you know what colour the stick a blind person normally has? It's white. Or white at the end. Now why is that stick white? What would the use be to a blind person who can't see a white stick? Any idea?
So the
people know that they are blind. And as they walk, they tend to have it in front of them and they are going backwards and forwards to show that their pathway is clear. They also may have sometimes something else. What else will a blind person have? Yes.
A
dog. What sort of dog is it they normally have? Do you know? It's a Zebby dog. It's a Labrador. Yes, it's a Zebby dog. Labrador. Remember, some of you might remember Daphne's dog. Yes. Labradors, because they are an intelligent animal. A Labrador. A Labrador, if treated well, and generally to train a Labrador, you've got to feed it well, as it's not interested. But it is a wonderful dog. And it's a very placid dog, a very reliable dog. And so that dog is to help lead, and are generally used to guide them, and also to help them across what? Any idea? Across the road, yes. And blind people need that. So in the world we see blind people have their provision. They have that stick, which is white, to tell the public that this person is blind. And they also may have a guide dog. Well, how much more then if we take that into the spiritual, the world that is blind, unless Jesus opens your eyes, he opens our eyes to himself and he is the Word. He opens our eyes to this. And so we've just looked at the psalmist says that it's a lamp to my feet. So that lamp, the Word of God, is a lamp to your feet. Notice it doesn't say to anybody else's feet, it says it's to your feet. And a light to whose path? Whose path? My path. So, the psalmist tells us that each of us have a path. We have a journey, a road that you are on. It is your path, it is somebody else's path, and even this whole church has a path that it's on, that's ordained of God. And that, and the word of God is to keep us on that path. That road very often is very narrow. It can be bendy. There can be blind corners. We don't know what lies round the next bend and so forth. But the word of God is that light that guides us. And that is why the word of God is so important for you to learn, to read, to pray over. Ask God to help you. Ask God to open your eyes. Ask God to keep you in this word. Because there's so many other things that distract us, isn't there? And the Lord will do that. And you will see that that is your light in this world, guiding and leading you. And it is also speaks to many other people, because they see that you're walking that road when sadly many people in the world, your friends, you will see sadly come off that road. And you've probably seen some, or some are coming off that road. You needn't come off that road if you stay with the word of God.